Blessings and good evening to each of you. Praise the Lord and good evening. We are so grateful to the Lord to be connected once more and again for our prophetic prayer partnership. Glad to have you as a prayer partner, as a recurring prayer partner. And if you are here for the very first time, we want to extend a great welcome to you to this platform. Over here, we believe that prayer requests can transcend into praise reports. We believe in the power of prayer, and we believe that faith is the key. Faith is the key. And all of the doors that have been locked will be unlocked by way of faith. You are stronger today than you have ever been in your life, and the enemy wants you to think otherwise. But the enemy is already defeated. The enemy of your soul, Satan the devil, is already defeated and is on borrowed time. You are moving in the excellence of God. You're moving in the perfect timing of the Lord. And that's why when you feel yourself running out of patience, you have to ask the Lord to gift you with more patience. Let patience have her perfect work. Sometimes it's not warfare that we're going through, it's impatience. And all we need to do is just be patient and trust that the timing of the Lord is perfect. It's pristine. It's flawless. And when your season comes, it will be undeniable. When your season comes, no one will be able to take credit for it. It will be all glory, all praise unto the Lord. Well, we thank God for connecting again, and here we are in the month of April. The month of April, and I want our focus for this month during our time of prayer to be on restoration. That word has really been sitting in my spirit so heavily as of late. Restoration, restoration, restoration. I'm telling you, God has a way of restoring. He has a way of restoring one, reinstating one, reinstituting one, and providing for one restitution. There is a restoration that is getting ready to happen in our lives, and I believe we ought to prepare for it. Much of what we have gone through serves as a testimony, but it also serves as a display. Others who have watched you go through, others who have watched you suffer, others who have watched you really travail through difficult times will have to keep their eyes casted upon you as you come into a time of restoration. The Lord will restore. The Lord will restore. What does it mean when you experience restoration? It means that it has to be given back. Something must be given back to you or returned to you. It must be given back to you or returned to you. Property that was stolen, something that was removed from your possession, some place or status that perhaps you were removed from or have fallen from. Restoration means it will be given back to you, returned to you. Restoration also means, praise God, to put or to bring something back into existence or use. Now, what this basically suggests is that when God restores, that means it's not over. Whatever was decided or whatever transpired that caused the loss of use or no longer active, no longer functional, no longer operational. In the restoration of God, when God begins to restore, he puts and brings things back into existence and brings it back into use. Usable, you're usable again. You are visible again. You are back on display. You are back in the circle. You are back in the circuit. You are back in function. And so when God speaks about restoring, and this is what the Lord gave me, He says, I'm putting you back into use. When everybody thought you were done and everybody thought you were over, I'm putting you back in to use. I pray that somebody is receiving this right now. I pray that somebody on the conference line, on the Zoom platform, is receiving this right now. Also, when God brings us into restoration, can I also share with you, it means to put back into a former, watch this, or original state. Sometimes when something exists for a while, there is a wear and tear that begins to happen. God began to show me this. He began to show me the wear and the tear of a thing, the depreciation in value, how things begin to take a hit and it begins to suffer. Depletion begins to happen and deterioration begins to happen. And that just happens naturally with time, after use, after functionality, after operations, after all of the assignments and after all of the years of labor. The laborious nature of much of our activities bring us into a state of worn, being worn, wearing out. We're just worn out. Some even burn out. The devices that you use, after a while, you will have to go and upgrade. They make these devices like that. You'll have to upgrade your device. Why? Because the battery, as much as we charge it and we take it and we charge it and we charge it and we charge it, and for some of us, we keep our devices on the charger for an elongated amount of time. And with that, it wears out the battery. And so the battery is not as strong as it was when you first got the device. So after a while, it begins to wear out. It begins to burn out. It begins to deplete. Now, here is what God is saying to us today. Here is what God is speaking to our hearts and to our spirits today. To hear him in the fact that he is going to bring back, he is going to put and place you back to a former or original state. It will be as though you never experienced the loss. It will be as though you never experienced the wear and tear. It will be as though you never experienced the deterioration. It will be as though you never got injured. I want you to hear the word of the Lord today, that there is a restoration that is going to put us back to a former and original state better than ever before. I want you to declare that with me tonight. I will be better than ever before. Come on, declare that with me. Those of you on the Zoom platform, those of you on the conference line, declare that with me tonight. I will be better than ever before. That is the promise of God as it relates to restoration. After, there is always an after. Always an after. I know it's very hard to conceptualize when you are going through difficulties and life's vicissitudes. I know it is difficult to perceive. I can't see it. And some of you listening to me tonight may be in that state where you've been through so much, you just can't see how you'll be back better than ever before. Well, what you've got to know is that in the faith, there is always an after. I want to say that one more time and again. In the faith, in the way of God, there is always an after, always an after. There is always an after. I've got to say it one more time so that it will resonate with you and remain with you and stay with you. That after, there will always be an after. And what the Lord began to drop in my spirit, after the time of destruction, deterioration, desolation, He says, I promise to restore. There will always be an after. These light afflictions, which are but for a moment, they're only going to exist for a moment. They work in us a far more exceeding weight of glory. There's an after. There's an after. After you have suffered a while, then the Lord will take you up. He will establish you. He'll make your way strong and he'll make you perfect. After, there is always an after. There is always an after. There is always an after. Say it with me tonight. Declare it and decree it with me tonight. There is always an after. I see them typing it on Zoom. I want you that are on the conference line. I pray that you're saying it. I pray that you are declaring this thing. This thing is strong with us tonight. There is always an after. There is always an after. He promises to restore us. He promises to restore us, to bring us back into a state, a former and an original state, better than ever before. He begins to tell them there at Joel chapter number 2. He says, I will repay you. I will repay pay you. Sometimes the suffering, sometimes the affliction, sometimes the grievousness, sometimes the elongated seasons of distortion and confusion can seem like, my God, when will this ever end? And somebody tonight who's listening may feel like, my Lord, when will this end? When will this ever stop? When will this ever get better? When will I ever get through here? Well, I want to declare to you, God says, don't you worry. Don't worry about how long it's been. Don't worry about how much it has been. Don't worry about how many things you have been going through. In Joel chapter 2, verse 25, he says, I will repay you for the years. He says, I'm going to pay. You will receive compensation, restitution. You will be paid for time served. I feel the power of God. I will repay you for the years that the swarming locust has eaten and the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter. He says, that was my great army, which I sent against you. I allowed you to go through that season, but don't you worry about it. You shall eat in plenty at verse number 26 and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never again be put to shame. There is an after, and in the after is going to bring us restoration, restitution. The after is going to bring us and put us in a place of exaltation. The after is going to put us in a place of awe. We're going to be the awe, the talk of the town. You're getting ready to be the subject of conversation, but not in the degrading and disparaging way you are accustomed. What you're going to experience is the restorative power of God. And people will behold, people will see, people will marvel at the wondrous works of God and how He has dealt wondrously with you. You're looking to possess a miracle, but can I share with you tonight that you're actually becoming the miracle? You yourself are becoming the miracle, the survivor, the individual who has been through hell and high water, but you ended up thriving. You didn't just come through. You rose from beneath the ashes of your situation. You are rebuilding after desolation. You are coming through. You're coming through more powerful and more mighty than you have ever been in your life. A new, improved version of you will appear, will reemerge, you will surface, and you will tower, oh my God, over all of the calamity you have ever been through. The thing that was over you, you will now tower over it. You will stand tall. You will stand firm. You will stand decisive. You will stand victorious and triumphant. I feel the power of the Holy Spirit. Even as I am speaking, sickness is falling subject to the sound of God's army, the angels' army, and they are being commanded by the chief himself to restore. And so tonight we are embracing restoration. We are not embracing deterioration. We're not getting comfortable in desolation. We are not even going to speak language of destruction. We are going to embrace. I want you to hear this tonight. We are embracing our restoration. He promised it, and he's going to deliver upon every promise. The promise of God is assured. The promise of God is certain. The promise of God will not be denied. I want you to be encouraged tonight. I want you to be lifted tonight. I want you to allow yourself, praise God, to breathe, praise God, and to be at ease, knowing that the Lord has heard your cry and it took some time, pray, but restoration has finally come. Can you declare that with me tonight? I want us to continue to declare that as much as we possibly can. My restoration has finally come. Come on, declare that. My restoration has finally come. So when you start seeing things line up, when you start seeing things open up, when you start seeing opportunities come your way, don't think it's too good to be true. Don't think it's deception. Don't think it's meant for someone else. Just know that your restoration has finally come. The thing that you have prayed for has finally come. The thing that he promised, hallelujah, it has finally come. Your restoration has finally come. Victory up ahead, victory guaranteed, victory in your future, victory in your DNA, victory, victory, victory. We declare it, restoration. I will. This is not the prophet talking. This is God talking. God said, I will repay. I will compensate. I will provide restitution. I will restore. I will pay you back for the years of the time that you served, the time that you struggled, the time that you suffered, the time. I'm giving it back to you. Blessings overflowing. Blessings overflowing. I feel the anointing of the Lord. Praise God tonight. I want you to receive the word of the Lord. I want you to embrace it. I want you to accept it as so. I feel God's presence all over this. Restoration, restoration. I kept hearing it. I'm telling y'all, these last few days have been so strong in my spirit. Restoration, restoration. I said, God, what is this? He says, I'm putting it back. Hobasia. He says, I'm putting it back. I said, my God. He said, everything that fell apart, everything that scattered, he says, I'm putting it back. I'm putting it all back. He says, it's not going to be by power. It's not going to be by might. He said, but son, it will be by my spirit. And I said, yes, Lord, I receive this. I receive this wholeheartedly in Jesus' name. I could not wait until 8 o'clock to jump on with you to tell you what God said to me. He said it, and God has not lied to me. He has not ever deceived me. Anytime I have heard a word from God, it has been as sure as it is. I hear God saying, you will be restored. I'm telling you, saints, I want you to hear this. I want you to accept this. I believe God. Do you believe God? I want you to declare that out of your spirit. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. Just think about all of the things you've been through that has eaten away at your confidence, eaten away at your security, eaten away at your faith. Just think about all of the things you've had to suffer through. And as a result of that suffering, you felt like you were losing yourself, felt like you were losing your mind. And then, boom, here comes God. Whew. Showing up on the scene tonight to tell us we will be restored, put back, my God, in a state of originality, put back in a state, my God, better than ever before. You will be restored. Eyes on you. You're the highlight of the room. Get ready. It's going to be a tremendous season of restoration. Your time is here. Your time is now. I want you to accept it. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your business. Don't give up on your ministry. Don't give up on your health. Don't give up on your family. Don't throw in the towel, because just when you think it has been obliterated, it has been eradicated, just when you think it's gone and it's done and it can never come back again, that's when God, who's going to tell God he can't restore something? Who going to tell God he can't put it back together? Oh, Bishop, you don't know how badly it was broken, broken in a million pieces. Who's going to tell God that he can't put it back together? God's going to put it back together. Hear the Lord tonight. He says, I'm going to put it back together. I'm going to restore you. I'm going to restore. Robo Shandala. I'm going to restore. I'm going to restore. I'm going to restore. I'm going to put it all back. I'm going to repay. This is the word of the Lord, saints. This is the word of the Lord. I know, you know, normally we would go into this elongated, you know, prayer, but tonight I feel prophetic. I feel the spirit of prophecy rising in my belly tonight to share with you and to tell you, to put you on this course. And I listen, this is subject to change as God gives it. And so I want to say this, and then I'm going to read off the prayer request, and then I'm going to let you go. I think that God has spoken to us tonight, and we believe the word of the Lord. We are accepting it. I don't want you to go to sleep in defeat. I want you to go to sleep tonight in anticipation. Woo, my God. I said, I don't want you to go to sleep tonight in frustration. I don't want you to go to sleep tonight in fear. I don't want you to go to sleep tonight in agony. I want you to rest tonight in anticipation. Anticipate. Anticipate the turnaround, the restoration. Anticipate. And then when you rise in the morning, I don't want you to rise in the morning with worry. I don't want you to rise in the morning with doubt. I don't want you to rise in the morning with uncertainty. I want you to rise in the morning with expectation. If God says a thing, it's going to be just what God said. I put a challenge out to our church on yesterday, and I even extended it on my Facebook wall today. Don't complain out of your mouth. Just keep gratitude in your mouth. I believe we're going to go farther because of gratitude than we ever would because of complaining. Saints, don't even frustrate yourself any longer. God keeps every promise he makes, and the promises of God are sure to manifest. You will be restored. Oh, Bishop, I lost. Oh, Bishop, I was rejected. Oh, Bishop, I was denied. Oh, Bishop, nothing happened for me yet. Oh, Bishop, nothing has taken place. Oh, Bishop, it just looks like good fortune has missed me at every opportunity. Well, I'm here to tell you, by way of the prophetic, by way of the word of the Lord, you will be restored. You may as well get ready. You may as well anticipate. You may as well expect. You're going to be restored. Joel chapter 2, verses 25, 26. You're going to see the Lord move on your behalf. The blessings of the Lord have finally come. The restoration of the Lord has finally come. Sleep tonight in anticipation. Rise in the morning in expectation and watch God begin to put all of the pieces back together for you again. My God, watch God piece all of these things that were scattered, broken, in shambles. Watch God piece it all together and make a masterpiece out of brokenness. I'm telling you, restoration has finally come. That's the word of the Lord, saints. That's the word of the Lord to us. And if I were you, I would bless the Lord. If I were you, I would start praising God right now. If I were you, I would start lifting up the name of the Lord right now. I have prophesied to you the word of the Lord, and I want you to begin to bless the Lord right now for his utterance, for his guarantee, for his promise, for amen, every word that he has spoken this night. It is for you, it is for your family. Family, it is for those connected to you. You shall see the hand of the Lord like never before. Restoration has finally come. That's what we're going to be talking about and praying for in the month of April. Tonight, we just received the word of the Lord. So we're good. We are good with what God has spoken tonight. And I want you to receive this prophecy tonight. I want you to be blessed by this prophecy tonight and understand that the Lord has spoken his word to us. We receive it. They're praising God all over Zoom. I pray that you're praising God on the conference line. I pray that you are blessing the Lord and giving him the glory. My God, it's about 105 of us on tonight between Zoom and conference line. Something is breaking. Something has broken open for us. The breakthrough is here. And the blessings have finally come. Restoration is here, saints. It's here. I want to assure you that I am praying for you when you submit your prayer requests. And I thank you for being a faithful and committed partner. Tammy McCoy, Denise Bryant Brooks, Rosalinda Archbold, LaDonna Silvers, Arletha Bullard Amparato, Elaine Witherspoon, Jennifer Denton, Tamara Spencer, Shanevia Kelly, Ruth Aileen, Shanika Muniz, Evangelist Kimberly Tate, Janet James, Diane Everett, Cheryl Trappier, Verna Simmons, Princella Smith, Patsy Rizzo, Angela Hartgrove, Kikamon Rockmore, Justin Mack, Monique Holmes, Celeste Johnson, Martin Merced, Sharima Abdullah, Janet Durbin, Letitia Williams, Michelle Tarua, Johnny Stafford, Redonia Johnson, Jaina Thompson. The impartation that you have received tonight has been prophetic. And I want every person that have submitted your prayer requests, and even those of you who have given an ear tonight, I want you again to rest in anticipation tonight, rise in expectation tomorrow, and believe that your restoration has finally come. No, it's not coming. It has come. You have entered a season of restoration. Watch how God works. Watch how God moves. Watch how God maneuvers. It's going to be marvelous in our eyes. Thank God for you dialing in tonight. That's all we have tonight. The word of the Lord. We accept it. We praise God for it, and we go forth with it. Be mindful. Don't let complaints come out of your mouth. Just gratitude. Just worship. Just praise him. He has blessed you, and he has blessed you indeed. God bless you. Thank you for being with us. And I cannot wait until the next time. Restoration has finally come. God bless.